Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, March 20th. The Federal Reserve has kept interest rates steady for the fifth consecutive time after holding a two-day policy meeting this week. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said earlier this month that he wants to see more evidence that inflation is on its way to the 2% target. Inflation rates slowed steadily throughout last year, but remained stubbornly high for things like services and housing. Powell also said interest rate cuts are on the table for later in the year, and the Fed likely will not raise them. A judge in the Georgia election subversion case is allowing Donald Trump and his co-defendants to appeal his decision to allow Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis to continue to prosecute the case, upon the resignation of the case's special prosecutor Nathan Wade, which happened last week. The move won't pause the prosecution on the case, but will allow for appeals on the disqualification decision to occur before the trial. An appeals court will review the judge's decision not to disqualify Willis and decide if it wants to take up the case. Former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants have argued that a romantic relationship between Willis and Wade created a conflict of interest that should disqualify them both. A federal appeals court panel of three judges heard arguments over whether to allow Texas to temporarily enforce its controversial immigration law, known as SB 4. The law allows state officials to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally. Though the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the state to enforce the law Tuesday, the federal appeals court blocked it hours later. Fifth Circuit Chief Judge Priscilla Richmond pressed Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen on the necessity of certain provisions of the law.
Texas does arrest people who come across the border and trespass on Texas property.
And you don't need Senate Bill 4 to do that. You've got trespass laws.
Correct. But if that is lawful, then I don't see why this extra provision would be unlawful.
Here's the Justice Department's attorney, Daniel Tenney.
If you have a non-citizen who is unlawfully in the United States, a lot of times what the federal government will want to do is pursue removal proceedings rather than criminal proceedings, and often expedited removal proceedings. And Texas is saying, no, we're going to have our process. We're not going to obey our process for that.
Circuit Judge Andrew Odom suggested he was skeptical about a district court's decision to block the entire state law, rather than specific parts that have been singled out by the DOJ as conflicting with federal law.
We've been very, very consistent, very adamant that we had to get our government funded. We had to get the appropriations process done. I'm delighted to tell you we're coming to the end of that, and we should have the bill text, hopefully, by this afternoon.
That's House Speaker Mike Johnson this morning, announcing progress on a new spending bill to keep the rest of the government funded through the fiscal year and avoid a shutdown. Johnson is pushing to vote on the deal on Friday, before the midnight funding deadline, though the full text of the legislation hasn't been released yet. But some members of the far right are not happy about the rush, or the bill itself. Here's Texas House Freedom Caucus member Chip Roy.
This bill looks like it's, you know, it's pre-cooked. It's going to be dropped on the floor. It's going to be take it or leave it. That's back to the old way of doing things, which I think is a mistake.
Some government operations will halt if funding is not approved by 11:59 p.m. on Friday. But the damage would be minimal if lawmakers are able to pass the deal over the weekend. Coming up, another case of tainted water in the U.S. that may be putting kids at risk.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, welcome back. A new study in the journal JAMA Pediatrics has found that more than two-thirds of children in Chicago under age 6 may be exposed to lead-contaminated water. There is no safe level of lead for children, according to the U.S. Consumer Product and Safety Commission. Lead water pipes were often used before being banned in 1986, and many cities still use pipes that were installed before the ban. In children, low levels of lead exposure have been linked to damaged nervous systems, learning disabilities, and impaired hearing, among other health issues. The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed a requirement to replace most lead water pipes within 10 years, but Chicago would get 40 years to comply, due to the sheer number of lead pipes it has. That's a wrap. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.